Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Shh, Nelson, we need to be quiet.
Oh no.
Because there's a sleeping cat in this room.
Oh god.
And it's just easier if we don't disturb it.
Yeah. We are not the masters of this domain.
We are absolutely not. No, the cat, our people that have listened to this a long time know I've got a horrible cat, but his favorite room is this room.
Yeah.
And it's easier to just let him sleep.
We should move rooms. It's his room now.
We really should.
Yeah.
But you know what? Then that other room.
That looks pretty good. Yeah. That's sort of a. Cambo, I had a strange interaction this morning and I just want your take on this.
Okay.
You
were in the room.
Oh, okay. That explains
that's
a
my
lot.
Default for that everything, explains by a lot. The way.
It's weird because I thought kicking puppies was fine.
Well, because my default is that you're in the wrong. If someone comes and goes, hey, I saw Nelson the other day, I go, oh, what did he do?
Oh, no. Oh, God. Again, I'm sorry. I'm not responsible for him. No, I went to donate blood to justify the kicking of puppies.
Yeah.
Whose
blood?
Just the puppies. Yeah. I kick them, donate their blood. It's all fake.
Bring in a bag. You guys want this? Or?
Nelson, stop bringing in dead dogs. Oh, I guess you're not a blood donation center.
No, we're not. We've told you this many times. We are a local family-owned supermarket.
Yeah. He's got
up. Oh, the cat's up. He needs to get out. You keep talking.
Quick, get him out before. Oh, he's meowed. That's scary.
How are you going? Get out of there. Okay.
All right. He's good.
That's
fine. We're all.
I reckon that's actually good content, so no need to edit that.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Anywho,
yes, you gave blood.
I gave blood, and this is just a perspective that like I hadn't heard before, and I was like, oh, is this something that other people think or are like confused by? But I was wearing a hoodie, and I had the hood on.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady who was like doing the pre-checks for the blood stuff, the nurse there, she was like, "Oh, why have you got your hood up?" Like kind of smiling about it. And I was like, "Oh," and then she said, "Oh yeah, a lot of people do that. Why have you got it?" And I was like, "Oh, just like keeps my head warm."
It's nice. It's the function of the hood.
And then she laughed as if I told a joke. Like, so funny and witty you have been with this line. And I have not stopped thinking about it for the past, like, 4 hours.
Okay, here's a question I guess I haven't considered. Is a hood like a hat? In that, like, when you enter, you're meant to take your hat off.
Yeah.
Is the conventional formal wisdom.
She's like, you're being rude.
Yeah, like, is a hood considered like a bit of headwear that you, when you come in, you should pull your hood down?
Okay, yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. I genuinely am often cold blood donation center.
You're being very rude right now.
Yeah, well, I don't care. I'm quite cold in here. I guess maybe that's it. I didn't see this why I came to you because I didn't consider that she was just like, that's so rude. Why have you got this on? Because I thought maybe she was like, what are you like? We're a blood bank.
Yeah.
You can't rob us. This is not, you know, like had the perception that people with hoodies on are just hoodlums and criminals.
Right.
And she's like, you're donating blood. You couldn't possibly.
I like to think that everything you did, you were just being judged by this woman.
Yeah.
Like after you give blood, you normally go to like a little table and have a snack.
Yeah.
And I'd love to think that she walks past and goes, elbows on the table.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so
very
sorry.
Uncouth.
Oh, there's chips with your waistline? I don't think so.
I'm sorry. Does your belt not match your shoes? Interesting.
Oh, my God. I'm going to come in next time in a tuxedo. Just to impress this one woman.
You go, finally. Except you're still wearing a top
some
hat.
Glass.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no. Anywho, Kimber, let's get into it. This first Reddit on Reddit was in the subreddit Polls, and it was by Procrastinator.
And how's that spelt, Nelson? Is it all letters, or are there some numbers substituting letters?
Kimber, you're not going to believe this. It's PR0CR45T184T0R.
It took me two glances to get it.
It's actually admittedly. Really? Like, I read it straight away and I was like, oh, yeah, pretty personal.
It's funny. It was only the tail end from the 8 onwards.
Yeah, there's a lot of numbers there.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, procrastinate. Okay.
It's actually procrastinator. A is in. Anyway, okay, let's stop. Let's move on from this then. You can do one of the following to receive $500,000. What do you choose? Stare at the sun with your bare eyes for 10 seconds straight.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Americans have done this recently. They didn't get the $500,000 though either. Be trapped underwater for 3 minutes. Do heroin once. Eat 3 Carolina Reapers, the world's hottest pepper, at once. Be locked in a small room with a crocodile for 5 minutes. Decline the offer and don't receive $500,000.
And you still get to receive $500,000 by doing that?
No, I don't receive $500,000. Oh, maybe it's a trick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh. You say, oh, no, thank you. I don't want to receive the $500,000.
And they go,
you
say,
that's one of the ways you receive $500,000.
That's how you get it. You're the only one.
Is it a clickable option in the poll?
It is decline. It says specifically decline. Okay, yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you select that to get $500,000. That's the easiest one. Procrastinator has not thought this through. You would put that in text at the bottom that is not a selectable option.
Yeah.
Because if you do any of these, I've been led to believe, you receive $500,000.
But they've said you don't receive. I don't know.
It says decline the offer, don't receive $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
But then they will force it upon you is my belief.
Look, I appreciate. Yeah. To what extent do you go? You go, oh my God, I got it. And they're like, no, you didn't push back enough.
I reckon you need to try and give it back twice.
Yeah, okay. All right. And then it's yours. Yeah, yeah, it's good. You found the loophole. Yeah. That's
yes.
Well done.
All the other ones sound terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, do heroin once sounds great.
No, that's true, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's tier it by risk. And I'm assuming that, like, stay underwater for 3 minutes, you can't have a breathing apparatus.
Well, this is what I think. They did not specify.
They really didn't.
Cambo, they've really screwed up here. Because I'm thinking, like, what if I was just in, let's say, a submarine for 3 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm underwater, 3 minutes.
You can also do heroin once as a bit of fun.
What's that?
You can do heroin once just as a bit of fun.
Yeah. I've got $500,000 coming my way. I may as well have a party. yeah, okay. So being trapped underwater for 3 minutes, I'm going to say, are we going easiest to hardest?
Well, I was thinking riskiest to least risky.
Risky, okay.
I would say, for example, I don't know the effects on like your taste buds or your tongue, but I would think the 3 Carolina Reapers is probably actually the least risky. And they're like, it's painful.
It's
but
probably
like, it'd
just,
be very hot.
It'll just pass, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just eating really hot food.
Okay, yeah, that's probably the one that I would do.
Whereas being in the room with an alligator, depending on the circumstance.
Yeah.
If it's a hungry, aggressive alligator.
Crocodile can be.
Crocodile.
We could take him.
Yeah, it's true.
It's in our blood.
Yeah. We come from the land of the crocodile hunter.
Yeah. He taught everyone before he passed.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing. Nobody talks about that enough.
That's the thing. He was well prepared for crocodiles. It's the stingray that got him.
Oh, my God. Would it be rude if we started a show called The Stingray Hunter?
But then we need to die by crocodile.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll have a lucrative career
before that.
Yeah. I think, okay. So crocodile we could take.
Yeah.
But
only because we're Australian.
Only because we're Australian. Everybody else, that's far more dangerous. Isn't it? Doesn't it also depend if it's salt water versus fresh water?
Something like that.
Like
yeah.
Salt water is.
I don't know which one's which. Though.
More vicious.
Okay, yeah. Then we want fresh water.
Please. I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
And also, like, I just take in some meat with me and throw it, so that it's busy with the meat.
Yeah, for 5 minutes. Yeah, yeah. That's cool. Yeah, it didn't say that you couldn't like
take anything with you.
Take.
I'd probably take like a police riot shield. Or
shotgun.
Something. Yeah.
It doesn't say that the crocodile is alive either.
Oh my God, no.
We've got another leader.
Okay, stare at the sun for 10 minutes. I'm going to wear shades.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's good.
I'll specifically wear those eclipse glasses that everyone was wearing.
Oh, no, it says bare eyes.
Okay.
Can't be.
Hmm. I got a pair of bare eyes.
It does. Oh, if only this wasn't written and somebody was just telling you. And it has to be your bear eyes. So then that implies that you've killed a bear. They are now your bear eyes. anyway.
So it says your bear eyes, right?
Stare at the sun with your bear eyes for 10 seconds straight.
Okay.
But it doesn't say stare at the bear sun with your bear eyes.
Here's what I'm thinking, Nelson.
Yeah.
Every star is a sun.
Oh.
Doesn't actually specify our sun.
It does say the sun, which is a little bit tricky. Again, if this was written, this would also be fine.
Yeah.
Because then you could just find the sun of anybody. Right now, I'm looking at you.
True. That's true. So I am the sun of Stephen.
Yeah. Okay. We really need to get them.
That's harder to loophole, but we'll work on it.
Well,
what's the next option after stare at the sun?
Be trapped underwater. We've done that one. Yeah, or in submarine. A submarine.
Yeah.
Do heroin once.
Okay.
The loophole is just do it.
Yeah, yeah. I would want to do it in the way that like they used to give it to like people in hospitals where it's like a bit diluted. It's not full strength heroin.
Yeah, yeah. Also, here's another option. You could find somebody called heroin and then you just do them once.
Yeah, that's true. How much is it to legally change a name? Because I need to factor that into the $500,000 prize.
To get Stacey to change
her name legally to heroin.
Stacey, trust me.
Yeah.
This is one of those scenarios where you can't tell the person why you're doing it. Stacey, please trust me. You need to change your name to heroin.
And then you're not going to believe step two.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah. It's just the way it is. That'd be the weirdest kink ever. If she had no idea and she's like, what? I need to do what? And what? I don't think so. There is also heroin. Again, if this wasn't written, heroin of a movie or a novel or something.
Yeah, you're saying a female hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's we need somebody to audibly tell us these as the deal. Okay.
But I feel like you could go to a safe injecting room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a thing here in Melbourne, at least. There's safe injection rooms where there is a medical person there.
Yeah.
If you're going to take drugs, they can make sure that you're okay. Rather than doing it under like an underpass or something.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's the risk of doing the heroin.
It's the addiction.
I imagined it's the, oh boy, this feels too good.
Yeah. I actually wouldn't mind doing that again.
I wouldn't mind spending my $500,000 on
it. And it's gone.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. The peppers, we're just... Well, we think that's just, like, the easiest thing.
Yeah. I mean, it would suck. Don't get me wrong. And I just want to check that there'd be no, like... They're not like, oh, that will permanently damage your taste buds or something. You
know? I wonder if it can. Can... Okay. Let's quickly bing this. Should we bing this?
Yeah.
Can... You do permanent damage by eating hot peppers.
From my understanding, and this is probably like an old wives' tale, is that the sensation of hot food is kind of like things dying in your mouth. Kind of like the idea of being drunk is like actually your brain cells are kind of like, you know.
They're dancing.
They're dancing.
I think it's the technical term. There's no serious physical damage occurring to the cells.
Fair enough. Done.
Done. We don't need a loophole for that one. Just eat it. Don't be a wimp and eat it. All right. I think we're...
Is three going to be much worse than one, honestly?
Yeah, I imagine you can't really taste
it. It doesn't triple the hotness. You've just got more of the hotness in your mouth. It's not three times hotter than a Carolina Reaper.
Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it? It's not... Yeah. Intensity doesn't really
If someone said, I'm going to shoot you in the head, but I'm going to shoot you in the head twice from different sides at the same time.
Yeah.
The effect is the same. Yeah, it's not going to double suck.
That's true. I think it might get, the only thing is, it might last get hotter longer, faster.
Yeah, and it might last a bit
might
longer.
Might last longer.
Yeah. But I don't think it's three times as hot.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Now I'm not sure. Because I feel like... Yeah, probably true. Anyway, we've done it. Oh, wait, we need to stare at the sun with our bare eyes in a loophole kind of way. To get somebody to change their name to the sun.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
To a different liberal. Oh, we came up with.
And now I'm trying to think of if I could go through any of these and change somebody's name.
To crocodile.
Yeah, be trapped underwater for 3 minutes. Change somebody's name to underwater.
No, just water, then go under them.
Yeah, that's true. Because then I'm trapped
these
underwater.
Are solvable with the act to change name by deed poll law.
Yeah. E3 Carolina Reapers. Oh, that one's harder. I mean, you could, I guess, like cannibalism. Like just eat three people.
Yeah.
Or one person.
That suddenly becomes
three
the toughest
Carolina
one.
Reapers.
With this loophole, that's now the toughest one.
Yeah, that is actually much trickier.
That's three whole people you're going to eat. Can't even eat like half a chicken.
Yeah. Be locked in a small room with a crocodile. This is so easy. Okay, we've done it. All right, let's move on into Ask Reddit. This Ask Reddit is by The Fearless Chicken. If a penis could have one additional use, what would you want it to be?
It's already got so many uses.
It does have so many uses.
I can think of two.
Yeah.
Three, scare people away.
Oh, you could scare people
away.
If it
comes out unexpectedly.
Four, you could lure them to you.
Both of them are very circumstantial.
Yeah. I would say most of the time the negative effect would happen.
Yeah.
But on occasion.
Would you, obviously, you've got let's say, the two ends of the factory, disposing of waste in different ways.
Yeah.
Would you want to order just go through one?
Oh no. Oh no. That's no thank you. I don't know why. For some reason I'm assuming it's not coming out in log form.
I would imagine it would be different.
Okay.
The idea that you could do it standing up.
Yeah, I don't reckon I could definitely live my life without a butthole. I feel like that's unnecessary.
If this was a thing.
If this was a thing.
Yeah, okay, I was gonna say.
Yeah. Not right now.
Yeah.
I think that's not a bad idea. I like the idea that it becomes functional for somebody else. Like maybe it can generate power. Like maybe it accepts USB cables.
Yeah.
For example.
Yeah.
And I just like the idea that somebody, well, I guess it would have to be a woman, is like, I don't know, at the airport, and she's like, "I'm so sorry to bother you. I'm traveling by myself. My phone's dead. Can I just quickly charge through your penis?" Like, look, no worries. Happens all the time. I'll dock myself. A few people run away. A few people get lured.
Yeah.
Then she gets to charge her phone.
Yeah.
That's
a good one. Is it taking your energy?
Oh, yeah. I guess it must be.
So I guess you have to sleep to recharge.
Yeah. I have to, or eat.
Or eat, yes. Eat. Yeah, like the Flash, I guess.
Yeah.
I like the idea that everything in your body is evolved to be like survival and instinctual and things like this. What if it was also a compass?
Oh, yeah, that's
true. If you really concentrated, it would point north.
It'd point north. Yeah, that's it. That's evolutionary speaking.
Yeah, it makes
that's
sense, right?
That's more likely to be the case, yeah.
Because there could be times when maybe you're lost in the city. And you'd be like, just trust me, it's this way.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. That's true. It points that way? What if it's behind you?
I mean, it's annoying, but
yeah.
It can technically work.
Does it keep, or maybe it goes as far right as possible until you turn that way. And
That's true. Yeah, it's kind of dragging you to turn around.
You wouldn't need Viagra anymore, would you?
Well, if you just point.
You just have to have north. Sex in a very specific position.
Yeah, like your bed has to face north.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's the kind of thing, because you wouldn't want it happening all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
You'd want to be able to summon it to happen.
Yeah. Because otherwise all toilets would also have to face north.
Yeah.
Because otherwise that'd be annoying. A compass is a good idea. Yeah, the idea that evolution has taken place. Maybe for reproductive purposes, it's camouflaged. Or,
I mean, it's already skin colored on your body.
No, I mean like forest camo. so you can lie down when a predator is
whole
close.
Whole new meaning to the word bush, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's not – or maybe more like a skink. You can, it just falls off.
Right, you can drop it.
Yeah, and it regrows back.
Is it the awkward thing – like how long does it take to regrow back? Because it could be that awkward thing where maybe someone needs to charge their phone and you pull your pants down, you're like, it's currently regrowing.
Yeah.
It is normally longer than this.
Yeah. That would just always be the excuse though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And be like, oh, sorry. It actually, before it actually got too big and just fell off by
but
itself.
But does it fall off when you're in danger?
Yeah. Even if
someone grabs you by the penis, you're like, sucks to be you.
Like, I'm out of here. Detached.
And then you run away like a skink. Like,
yeah. And then I guess that person gets yelled at because they're like, I told you not to grab him by the penis. It's the only thing that humans can detach. Why would you go for the penis? Anyway. Pretty good uses. I wouldn't also mind just like an extra pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes when you're naked and you're like, ugh, but I've also got my phone.
Yeah.
Wish I could just kind of...
It's a pretty big pocket to fit a phone.
I imagine it's more the scrotum at which can be stretched.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put it inside there. And it doesn't hurt. Because even just talking about the idea of stretching my scrotum hurt a little bit.
We both win.
Just the, it's like, oh, that's painful. All right, Kimbo. I think we should move on into Today I Advise.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned.
And also sometimes advice.
This Today I Learned is by Tim WNN. Can be not going to guess how it's spelled.
It's all letters.
It's all letters. I could not pronounce that. Timwin. No, I can. Turns out I can. Today I learned that Mike Tyson went bankrupt in 2003 despite having earned $400 million from boxing. Examples of reckless spending include $6.3 million on luxury cars and $580,000 on his 30th birthday party. He has improved his financial situation and now receives $900,000 a month from his cannabis company. However, they ended up with however. That was a weird
I think it's meant to be. Sentence. He now receives $900,000 from his cannabis company, however.
Yeah.
It's still wrong.
It's grammatically wrong, Karen. Grammatically wrong. I don't like it. I think $400 million. So far, $6.3 million on luxury cars.
Yeah. So that's, relatively speaking to his fortune,
yeah,
not that much.
Yeah.
If he just stopped at $6.3 million, you'd be like, look, you spent a lot of money, but you still have over $300 million left.
Yeah. It's like,
even with his birthday party included,
and his birthday party, only half a million.
What they're leaving at, I believe, Mike Tyson had quite the drug problem.
I was going to say at least alcohol.
Yeah,
but are we counting cannabis as a drug problem? Maybe
I think he did harder drugs.
It's weird because he's so well rounded.
Yeah, but I think I saw him spoke once about his cameo in The Hangover was still when he was like relatively not doing great,
mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, when like they would pay me just to show up and be me. Like, that was really lucrative because I didn't exactly have a lot of money back then.
Wouldn't fucking anybody do that?
Yeah.
If anybody pressured me, was like, hey, we'll pay you to be you anywhere.
If you had $400 million and you're like, I don't want to waste my weekend or whatever, you might turn it down.
I sometimes think, like, what are rich people doing if not just, like, if I was super rich and money wasn't an object and somebody was like, hey, want to come be in this movie? Just be yourself. It's not difficult. I'd be like, I'm not doing anything this weekend. Like, all right, let's go.
But he was saying, like, that was actually super helpful for him.
Right.
He's like, you know, that helped reinvigorate his career a bit.
Right, yeah.
Because the joke was, like, it seems weird now because Mike Tyson is, like, well-established again. But at that point, he was pretty down and out. So the joke was like, oh, my God, it's Mike Tyson. Can you imagine?
Yeah. I think he's got a podcast now, too.
I think everyone does. Yeah, including you listening.
Obviously. Yeah. Now, his is called Boxing. but I wish I had this amount. Oh, actually, can I tell you?
You wish you had $400 million.
I wish I had $4 million and then burn it. If somebody was like, hey, we're going to give you $400 million, but you have to burn it, I'd be like, look, I'd prefer not to, but okay. You know? It's not something that I'd be disappointed about doing.
Well, you haven't lost anything, I guess, because you didn't have the $400 million before that anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like this is still a win for him, is all I'm saying. You don't necessarily need to turn your life around. You can be like, hey, remember that time in my life where I had $400 million? That was great.
$900,000 a month is insane.
Yeah, for his cannabis company. That is a lot of money. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about a job I heard of recently? Well, I might have already told you about this. There is a AI prompt artist.
Yeah.
I did tell you, didn't I?
I don't know if you told me.
Not on the podcast. Yet. Okay. Anyway, so listeners, there is this AI prompt artist, and he is being hired by a company that does NFT. They've got a trading card, digital trading card game, and all the trading cards are NFTs. And this guy gets paid $15,000 a month, but he only does 1.5 days of work a week, and he just uses AI to, you know, generate all the images because it's getting really good now at, obviously consistency was harder in the past, but now it's getting quite good at, so like all the environments in the backgrounds of the cards are very similar. Just the style of each character is very similar. He apparently still needs to do a little bit of editing, but obviously not that much. And the company is like, knows that he does this. It's like very proud of like, we hired this dude because instead of an entire art team, we've got one guy. And in like the 3 months he's worked for us, he's produced 1,000 trading cards. That's like an insane amount. And they had like an image on this article and it looked really great too. I was like, man, that's what I need to get into. Just something like that where it's like, you have to have some skill. It's not like this guy didn't have skill. But I imagine
it's very specialized.
Even if you imagine that this guy started learning how to prompt AI well at the beginning of the AI boom, which wasn't even art related, really it was ChatGPT first. But let's say he was like, okay, I'm going to learn how to be a good prompter. That's not even that long.
No, it's not.
And he's touching up. I again, requires some skill, but touching up is still quite different to like designing and drawing it.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I'm going to do.
You're going to become an AI art prompter.
Yeah, if you could support me on this endeavor until I become rich enough.
And then you support me?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's good. He's the trick lister. I'm not even going to do it. Cambo's just agreed to support me for the rest of my life.
I didn't even hear that, so that's good.
That's good. All right, Cambo, let's move on into shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
This shower thought is cross-posted to us by Gone Fish Caking, but it was originally by Dragon Air 500. People who take care of chickens are theoretically chicken tenders.
Do you know, I will admit, the first time I read this, I misread it. And the first word chicken, I misread as children.
Oh.
But the second one I still read as chicken.
Oh.
So it said, people that take care of children are theoretically chicken tenders.
That must have been so confusing.
I mean, I guess kids like to eat nuggets and tenders and stuff. But I don't get what this thought. And then I reread it and then suddenly it all became clear.
It all came clear. Yeah, I have nothing else to add.
it's you know,
a bit
what?
Of funny play on words there, isn't
slightly
it?
Slightly amusing.
Yeah, that's this podcast. I think that should be our tagline. Oh, how's Reddit on Reddit? It's slightly amusing.
And then there's that one guy whose laugh I don't like. And we still don't know which of us it is.
Oh, God. Okay, this is by Polo Pico. In a couple of decades, being a millionaire will cease to be a measure of wealthiness.
Yeah, it's getting to that point now.
I think Polo Pico is off by a couple of decades. Because even if right now I had $2 million, I'd be like, that is awesome.
Yeah.
I can buy a house somewhere where I'd like to live.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's,
and it will be.
I'd have to go straight back to work.
The house I buy will be okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to be a mansion or anything.
No, 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 no.
But it will house
it'll
me.
It'll have all the basic stuff you need.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not even like an extravagant house. It doesn't have like a, I don't know, like a home cinema or something. No, yeah. No, 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 no. You're not getting that for $2 million.
Yeah. Nice, like, 2, maybe 3-bedroom house the other in a thing good
that
area.
Became clear to me when I was, like, that I thought when I was a kid and has become clear to me as an adult, is you would hear people buying houses for, like, yeah, $1 million or $2 million or whatever it is.
Right.
And you'd be like, I could never do that. I'm never going to have $1 million.
Yeah.
And then as I get older, I'm like, oh, neither do they.
Yeah. No one had
$1 million. That money.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
bank's just good. You're good for it. You'll be paying this for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You will eventually have $1 million cumulative, and we will take it all plus a bit more.
Yeah, because my thought was like, how are so many people millionaires? Yeah. No, they're not. They've overstretched.
What I think is also brilliant is when my parents sold their house for just over $1 million, spent $50,000 on it,
yeah.
And like, I could save $50,000,
yeah,
and I'm not too far away from that at the moment. And I'm like, there was a time where I could buy a house outright, and they still would have got a mortgage when they bought, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's depresso. We've gone, yes, it's multiplied too fast, too quickly. Here's another one. This is by TX Kankme. AI-generated images and videos... Oh, no. Should I have left my little fact until this one? Okay. AI-generated images and videos will soon overwhelm all online platforms. We're doomed to be faked out. Okay, well, let me tell you about this story about this prompter artist.
God.
Yeah, he works for a NFT company, does a trading card game.
Yeah.
And he's... Yeah, he's...
What's his salary?
Yes, yeah, it's like $15,000 a month.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
New information.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your thought? Are you aware of the dead internet theory?
Is that where like only bots end up talking to each other or something stupid like that?
Yeah, like a huge section of the internet is just no one's on it.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, like AI generated art with a bunch of bots commenting on it. I came across one for a situation I was not pleased with. I had to open Facebook the other day, Nelson.
Yeah.
And there was an image clearly AI generated.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, it must have been around Easter because it was an AI-generated picture of Jesus.
Right.
But like, okay. Clearly, it was like Jesus like handing out stuff to people or something.
What color was his skin?
Look, it looked pretty good, but it was still that thing where like as soon as you look at it, you're like, oh, this is AI-generated.
Right.
And either every comment was
but
an idiot.
But maybe Jesus just has 5 hands, Camber. You don't know.
Could be. Either every commenter was just an idiot or they're all bots because it was just stuff like, great thing. Good one. This is good. Like, just really weird comments. Where it's like, okay, this account, it's just probably a bot, has posted art it's probably been prompted to make.
Yeah.
And now it's just getting comments from other bots. That was the first time I've been like, maybe the dead internet theory isn't far off.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's it.
It's just pockets of the internet that no one is on.
Yeah.
But they're active.
Yeah, it is a funny theory. I don't get why people are creating bots to comment on stuff unless it is obviously to promote their own thing that their bot has posted.
Yeah, I guess.
Because surely nobody's creating bots to be like, I'm going to generate a positive comment about other images or something, you know? So it would have to be that guy doing AI-generated art and then getting other AI
bots
to say that there's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Alrighty, Camber, I think we should move on and get into podnapping.
Oh my god, I'm being podnapped!
Podnapping.
This is podnapping, where we nap a pod. We take a topic of conversation or a segment from another thing and we do it ourselves. This week is my week, I believe. And, I'm not sure how far and wide this spreads, but Samsung, if you buy a Samsung TV, has TV channels that are just reruns of old TV shows 24/7. So there's like the Baywatch channel,
yeah, yeah, yeah. There's... You're talking about Samsung TV Plus.
Samsung TV Plus.
Because there's a thing at the moment, and you might be our biggest competitor, honestly, where they're just like, if you watch it, we'll give you $1,000. Like, they're just running a competition. It's like every day they've got a QR code, and they're like, we're giving away $1,000 every day to someone that watches Samsung TV Plus.
What?
And
really?
Stacey and I are like, there can't be that many.
I
reckon it's just me, you, Alan, and Stacey competing against each other.
No, I reckon. I interrupted a conversation the other week of people just talking about how they watch it.
God damn it! I don't want to hear that.
There's actually way more people that just watch this because it kind of makes sense to me because I don't have free-to-air TV.
No,
and obviously you don't have anything or something streaming all the time because you want to be there to watch the thing that's being streamed.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense that it's like auto-playing. But this is the perfect scenario of like just having something on your TV that you absolutely do not need to pay attention to.
Yeah.
And it's of one of the fun things that you enjoy.
My favorite thing about Samsung TV Plus is that they have ad breaks and they clearly can't sell enough ads to fill them. So sometimes it's just a countdown. We'll be back in 45 seconds.
That's true. But obviously they're still like generating enough money through these ads.
To exist.
I think it's pretty genius actually that they've done this.
Anyway, sorry, what's your podnapping?
Anyway, here's my podnapping. I've been watching a lot of Mythbusters, Cambo.
Yeah.
I think this is peak
on the Mythbusters
TV
channel.
I'm on the Mythbusters.
When you're not on the Baywatch channel, you must be on the Mythbusters channel.
Yeah, when what's her name's not on?
Pamela Anderson.
I was going to say Claudia Schiffer. It's like it's one of those,
one of those 90s supermodels. Yeah.
Anywho, so Cambo, what I've done is I've gone through some Mythbuster myths that they've either proven or disproven.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what they are, and you tell me whether it's confirmed,
busto or mytho,
busted or plausible.
Plausible.
I'll probably give you. I feel like plausible and confirmed are aligned.
Okay.
You just get a bonus point if you say it's plausible. I've also narrowed this down to movie myths because I thought that might be a bit more fun. But honestly, I might go back to this for another podnapping.
Not if I do it first.
Oh, they've got a lot of myths, Cambo. We could be doing this for months.
Some of the myths in the later seasons are like, I've never heard of this myth.
Yeah. I think they...
The myth that you can't beat up a bear with a baseball bat. Like, yeah. I've never heard that.
I'll tell you one that I read on the site, which is, you can't... it was that you can, or it was plausible, that you can use an explosive in a fruit and then drink from it. Like put a straw in and drink from it. And they were like, yep, it's plausible.
All right.
I was like,
it's good to know.
Weird that like they've just come up with.
Yeah.
all right. Movie myths. First one is very controversial, Cambo. Could Jack have survived by joining Rose on the floating debris in the Titanic?
Well, I have not seen this episode, but I believe we've discussed this on this podcast before, which is there's a deleted scene in the movie that explains this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is that it's not a size problem, it's a weight problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
He gets on the door, it starts to sink under. So we can't support the weight of both of us.
Yeah.
Because people have obviously done the diagrams being like, hey, look.
Yeah.
He can fit two people on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know in that sense that it is true. You couldn't have had both of them on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're pretty thorough. So I'm going to assume they've probably worked out the weight of the door and whatever.
Yeah. So yeah. I'll tell you, they actually got James Cameron on the episode, right, funnily enough, to give them some specifics.
Mm-hmm.
Specifics that like a historian probably would have been better to go to, but you know, James Cameron's more interesting.
It was like money than a dumb historian.
The exact
like
weather
yeah.
at the time, like the freezing temperatures in the water and out. So interestingly, James Cameron says, oh, it would have been 62 or 63 minutes, I think, before Rose was saved. And so they did some tests to see, well, for one, would Jack have died in the water or would Rose have survived? And in both cases, it's true. You would be too cold in the water for that long. You would end up just drowning because you lose, like, consciousness and whatever. Rose would also have lost consciousness and stuff. But if she was on the door, she should have been – theoretically could have been saved.
Yeah, she could have been saved, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is plausible, as in, like, it couldn't have supported both of them.
Right, so
is that the myth?
Well, then it's busted, right? Because the myth is could Jack have survived by joining Rose on the plane?
Oh, right, yeah, sorry, yeah, then busted.
So busted. Yeah. Confirmed.
He could have.
Okay. Let me tell you why, Cameron. Because I thought this was interesting. I've heard lots of different explanations.
Just doors come in twos.
There was another door.
Just floating in the background the whole time.
Yeah. And Jack is like, how about that one? Rose is like, no. okay, so this is the reason why. Because you're correct in saying that that they would sink if the weight of both of them were on the door. Mm-hmm. It's a buoyancy issue, not a space issue.
Yeah.
But this was the geniusness of Mythbuster thinking. In the scene, Rose is wearing a life jacket.
Mm.
If she took that life jacket off, placed it underneath the door, it was actually buoyant enough for them to both lie on the door, which is really interesting.
Was it worth killing him, Rose?
Yeah,
that's what you did,
murderer. I mean, come on, guys. When you're in an emergency situation, think about potentially taking off your life jacket in freezing cold water and putting it underneath the debris you're floating on, just as an idea. But yeah, I thought that was genuinely interesting. I really thought that was a busted one.
That's great.
From Sat. Okay. Could you light an underground passage with sunlight as seen in The Mummy?
Yeah. So this is the idea that you're doing all the reflective surfaces, right?
Yeah.
So the sun comes down at one point that reflects on like a mirror-like surface to another, to another, to another.
Yeah. You turn them to like light up.
Yeah. Indiana Jones has a similar thing. I feel like this is a trope of adventure movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I, in my heart, want it to be confirmed. So I will say confirmed.
Okay, we'll half give it to you because it is plausible at the end. So they said basically the issue was, and they measured the like units of light that come out from this. They said they were able to navigate through like a dark corridor with just this, but they were saying it's unlikely for two reasons. One is to find mirrors underground that don't need servicing before you do this, like in good reflective condition.
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying that if you found it in modern day, I was thinking like in ancient Egypt, but they're saying like if you were to find it today,
it would be like because it's the movie that they busted.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
but I guess even if that was the case, they said the other reason why it's kind of just plausible but not really practical is that within only a few minutes, the sun has moved enough that you then need to readjust all the mirrors along the way. So
my other thought was if they did do this, it wouldn't be as bright as the movie in which it is fully lit.
Oh, yeah, it's like fully lit,
It would be enough that you could see.
They were like, you could see.
Yeah.
They also had like Jamie's wearing a white shirt and he stood in front of the light and it amplified the light pretty drastically to light up quite a big area. So it was interesting.
And mummies are wrapped in white, like, you know.
Oh, just sticks bandage. Of mummies everywhere.
Well, if it's from The Mummy, when the mummy comes out wrapped in white bandage, you'd be like, oh my God, I can see so well.
Yeah.
There's a mummy. Oh!
okay. In Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl, could you improvise a submarine by holding a rowboat upside down as they walked underwater?
I've always wondered about this scene.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Because, for people that haven't seen it, they're at the bottom of an ocean a rowboat upside down, but there's an air pocket.
Yeah, because obviously the idea of being able to create an air pocket.
Yeah.
Like some diving gear, right? But I don't know if it's still used today, or at least older ones, was basically like, we'll just put the helmet kind of over you and it creates its own bubble, but it's not actually airtight at the bottom.
I want to say plausible.
Okay. We've gone with busted.
Okay.
But here's why.
It makes more sense.
Because first of all, their bodies themselves were too buoyant. Mm. They couldn't get to, so they just did it in a pool, right? So we're not even talking like the ocean. And I think like the they might have even matched the depth or tried to match the depth maybe, because it's not meant to be like really out at sea. It's shore, like, but so first they said they were too buoyant, but then they said, okay, well, we will try with heavy pirate gear. So they weigh themselves down enough to kind of sink to the bottom. But then they couldn't actually pull the rowboat down with them.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because you need a lot of force to like pull it under and keep it there. They even put 500-pound weight on the bottom of the rowboat, and that wasn't enough. And then afterwards, they actually calculated that you'd need something like 2,000 pounds on top of this rowboat just to help keep it there while they're walking. So,
well, then answer me this, Nelson. How'd they film it in the movie?
No, they saved magic. What they've put it down
to. It is Disney, and Disney are known for their Disney magic.
Exactly. Okay. Can a car fire a grappling hook around a pole to make a sharp turn as seen in Batman?
I'm going to say busted.
Yeah,
especially
busted.
Especially a film, like a car that long as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's it is busted. I feel like sometimes what's interesting though is like why they're busted. Mm. Because this one, the reason why they said it's busted because they said currently no rope or cable currently exists that is strong enough to withstand the force. So it's actually the cable itself, but not the like impracticality of
the maneuver.
Of the maneuver, yeah. And so they were saying that part of the test was, well, it has to perform a turn that you couldn't normally do manually, right? So it ended up being like a 30-mile-per-hour turn or something is what they estimated it as. And then, yeah, tried to use a grappling hook there. But they said every time the rope or cable broke.
Yeah, right.
But Bruce Wayne's got a lot of high-tech stuff, Cambo. So I think plausible, if you're Bruce Wayne. Is it possible to disarm a pistol-wielding opponent using a whip as seen in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Well, he wraps around the gun and then yanks it, right?
Yeah.
But you could disarm them just by whipping them, I'd say.
In the eye.
If you just whip them a lot, they'll be like, ow, and they'll probably drop the gun.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you can disarm someone with a whip if they have a gun.
Yes, they did. They said plausible. So the way they did this was Jamie and Adam had a go. They had a glove on, like a thick glove holding a gun. And I think Adam first kind of had a go, or Jamie had a go on Adam and yanked his hand away enough to like stop, put his aim off enough. And then when they reversed it, Adam whipped Jamie really hard that he said it hurt through this thick glove. And so he was like, if I didn't have this glove on, I would absolutely drop the gun because it is extremely painful. It'd be extremely painful. So they put it as possible, but I guess the idea is like, there's a big wind-up for a whip, isn't there? Yeah. It's coming.
Unless he's like one of those old-fashioned guns where you put the little ball in and you push it and you put the gunpowder and you pat it down. And then why he's whipping is then you're loading your gun. Maybe that works.
Yeah, maybe. So yes, but also you have to have pretty good aim, which I suppose Indy does, so that's fine. Can you wear a tuxedo under a dry suit after a scuba dive and still be presentable as seen in Goldfinger? Yeah,
presentable. Mm. It would squish it down a lot. Your wetsuit would look ridiculous.
Yeah.
You'd be all puffy.
Yeah. Oh God. You'd be the mockery of the
I think you could if, as long as you're sealed around the neck and the cuff and the feet, you could have a looser wetsuit.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So I think it's plausible.
Yeah, it's actually confirmed this one.
Well, you know, sometimes before a thing, they'll press a suit.
Yeah.
Is this just pressing your suit?
Yeah. Don't go to the dry cleaners. Go for a scuba. So they said definitely presentable in a fashion that you basically wouldn't be able to tell that person has gone scuba diving, say.
Except for maybe the wet hair.
Yeah. Okay. This is the last one. Could Ewoks crush an AT-ST between two logs if it flies into the trap as seen in Return of the Jedi?
I don't think it would crush as much as it does in the movie, where it's clearly a miniature model.
Yeah.
Because presumably they're made of like steel or something they're meant to be like a tank, right?
Like the
idea that these walkers and stuff, like they're on-ground assault vehicles.
Yeah.
So could you crush a tank with two logs? You could stop it, but I don't know if it would crush it.
Yeah.
I'll say busted, but I think that they will have come to the conclusion that, like, it would probably damage it, but not have completely crushed it in like it does.
Yeah, so they've gone plausible because they actually got an armored truck as their car to smash.
Yeah.
And they got the, like, the logs, I think, at a 45-degree angle, and maybe even reinforced the logs or something, because saying, well, that could have been something that they did to the logs. And got, like, the most dense wood as well that they could get. And it did significantly crush the van and the driver as well, so... Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, fair enough.
Ewoks have been dangerous. Okay, we can't trust them.
Never trusted them.
That's what I've always said. All right. That's it for podnapping. Padnapping.
Padnapping. Well, we do pad this show.
We do pad a lot. So now it's time for the Ask Me Anything, where listeners of the show, just like you, listener, can write in and ask us anything you want.
Speaking of padding, Nelson, oh, this is all padding, this AMA.
Yeah.
Who we got here? This question's from Abigail. Howdy. I'm not sure if you guys remember me at all, but I used to be an avid listener back in 2020-ish. I just started listening to you guys again since my new job allows me to have headphones in. I have just listened to one of your recent episodes where you wanted to tell people to tell you life updates. So since we have talked, I have bought a house, I've started a new job, I've started grad school. I got engaged to a guy I've been with since 2018.
Whoa.
I'm getting married in September of this year, and I'm very excited. I'm glad to be back listening to you guys regularly, and I'm working on catching up now. It may take a while. My question for you guys is, how much have your lives changed since 2020? What is the most challenging change, and what was the most rewarding? Glad to be back, your old friend, Abigail, or Abby, or whatever you honestly prefer works to.
Abby, I do remember you. Or Abigail. I would say Abigail. This is what I remember, actually, from our previous correspondence, is that we always called her Abigail because I think in her email or something, you know, as it comes through to Gmail, it says from Abigail. And, like, after she had emailed in for a few weeks, she was like, you know, it's kind of weird hearing my name Abigail because everybody calls me Abby, but anyway, you guys can call me. So anyway, we will stick to... formalities, yeah. Abigail.
And it's Mr. Ellingham and Mr. Campbell to you.
Yeah. No, I would say Abby's one of our first consistent writer-inners that we didn't know.
Yeah.
There's probably Cousin Roland too.
Yeah. I would say so much so that it'd be surprising to people that Abigail is actually not a fucking podcast listener.
Oh, yeah.
But was very much within the realm of people that have gone on to become.
Oh. She maybe should have been granted the first one if we were doing it back then.
But obviously we can't change
it. Abigail's like, did you just call me a fuckhead?
Yeah. Sorry, catch up.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
You're gonna need to catch up. Or don't. Like, honestly, do you know what I was just thinking about the other day? Because I was like, I think I might be getting a little bit sick. And then I remember that episode where I was sick and I just coughed like most of the episode. Yeah that one's
our
in there.
General advice on this show is don't go back.
Yeah, don't.
Just keep coming forward with this.
Nah,
we'll just keep marching on.
Don't go forward. Hey, one and done, I say. That's
the advice.
That's the advice.
I wouldn't even finish. Yeah. This one, stop now.
Yeah, it's not too late for you to pull the plug. Yes, but no, we're very excited to have you back, Abigail.
And to answer the question, both of our lives, I would say, have changed a fair bit since 2020-ish.
Yes.
We've
also started new jobs.
Yes, I echo a lot of what Abigail has
said. We both got engaged. We're both getting married in September. Okay, that's not true. You bet you're getting married in October, yeah. So pretty close.
She pips me at the post.
Yeah.
Bought a house, new job. Yeah. Neither of us have gone back to school.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'm not allowed back.
No.
So.
No.
Otherwise.
Not after the fire.
Yeah, that wasn't my fault, can't be.
Well, it's not.
I struck the match. I threw the match.
Into that bin full of papers.
Yeah. what was the most challenging change? And what was the most rewarding, can be?
I changed job, but not because I wanted to. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
My company decided I will change jobs.
Got fired. For the fires that he
Guys,
here's the thing. I lit the fires, but they blamed Gambit.
I was a good friend and I took that bullet.
Yeah. I couldn't get done twice. that's true. Yeah. That's happened to both of us, actually. I wonder if Abigail was listening when I was also made redundant.
Let's hope not. Don't go back.
Abigail, don't go back. we're all caught up now.
Yeah.
That's great. Join our Discord. Oh, no, you have. Oh, yeah. I just remembered that you did. Yep. So, cool. Anyway, that's it for the show. Thank you for adding in, Abigail. If you would like to, or Abby. Now I don't know what to say. If you would like to write into us, you can do so. Reddit podcast, readitpodcast@gmail.com.
Can I just say that the problem with Abby or Abigail's name is a lot of people want to have Australian nicknames that we give them.
Oh.
The problem is there's two options.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it would be ABBA, which is a band, or the other ones you add O to the end, and I'll just say that's a slur.
Oh, you can't say that in Australia.
So you cannot say that in Australia. No. So it will be Abigail.
Yes. how about, can you get a Z in there somewhere?
Abza.
Abza.
Abza, freaking lootly.
Yeah, it's not as good, is it?
What about Sick Abs? Everyone wants to have
Sick Abs. Oh, Sick Abs is just kind of cool.
All right. Thanks, Sick Abs, for writing in.
Oh, because it would just be Abs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then we'd add Sick.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. Thanks for writing in, Sick Abs. If you would like to say Reddit podcast, readitpodcast@gmail.com.
Sick Abs join CN with our cool nickname correspondence.
Yeah. Gmail.com.
Yeah.
Discord.
Subreddit. Review. Rate.
Abigail, you may not have noticed, Sick Abs. Yeah. You may not have noticed that you can also buy some sick t-shirts.
Yeah.
To go with your sick.
If you want everyone to cover the Sick Abs.
Yeah. I don't know why we've still got that store. Let's be honest, Camber. Nobody's all buying them. It's not like we're really hoping that that'll take off.
All the Montague Street Bridge t-shirts that we're going to sell have sold.
They're done.
They're done.
Yeah.
Anyway,
thanks for listening, and we will read you later. We'll be right back.